James, James Stephens, Stephens, 310-69. Today's 1-325.
Yeah.
1-325.
Yeah, I know, that's right.
I didn't make those actions.
Okay, 55-year-old gentleman comes in after he fell off a ladder. He landed on his tailbone. He didn't lose consciousness. This was on the 30th. He continues to have pain. His wife bought him a donut that he sits on. He's still having pain, no numbness, no tingling, no radiculopathy, and no other symptoms in the hip or other areas, period. In Pericard, he's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress, period. In the paragraph, medication includes metformin, trazodone, Ozempic, period. In the paragraph, his blood sugars are well controlled. In the paragraph, medical problems, HCD, CPAP, sleep apnea, insomnia. He's lost over 60 pounds. In the paragraph, surgery, tonsillectomy, cholecystectomy, hernia surgery, ear surgery, social, no smoking, no drinking. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, none. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. 225 pounds, 99%, 97.9, 20, 74, 114, over 73. Heart positive, one positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, next to the lymphadenopathy, skin shows the eyes, they're tenderness over the sacral region. X-ray shows a coccyx fracture. Number one, coccyx fracture. Number two, may take Tramadol, I'm sorry, Toradol 10 milligram, number 15, 1 every 8 hours, PRN for pain. Next number, Toradol can cause Toradol can cause. I just went blank. Can cause renal failure, so he knows not to take it with anti-inflammatories. Maybe take it with Tylenol only, or not take more than 3 a day. Next number is only 15. Toradol was given. Next number, moist heat. Next number is Epsom salt bath. Next number is if anything changes, he'll return. If any neurological changes noted, he'll return. Next number, coccyx fracture, and everything related to it was discussed with the patient. Thank you.